If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play the highlight! Clayton saves the rebound, saves it to Houck. He'll dribble it out. And for the fourth time in school history, and the first since 2007, it's a Florida final. The Gators win it 79-73. They'll play in the national championship game on Monday night.
He threw it away. Hill, Pagotis, did we just see what we think we just saw?
Westwood 1, Kevin Kugler with the call. Florida, Houston is your final tonight. Peyton Russell in a world of pain. You are entering a world of pain, Smokey. Yes, you are.
We all might be given some of the ideas he has for his half hour.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, Peyton is already, I got to tell you, you better not do what we said you were going to do in the break. That could be quite bad. Well, Bobby said you were going to do. Good.
Well, it was my idea that he say that.
Oh yeah, don't say that, please.
I'm going to be in his ear with a lot of ideas.
But here we are. We have reached the final, and if Houston wins, then everybody wins except for Peyton and I. If Houston wins, Peyton and I both lose, which means we will each do a 30-minute show at 5:30. We'll do it next week. Sean will be back next week. We think.
He might have another kid. Who knows?
He might have another child a year later and have another 6 months of paternity leave. So he is out this week for that very reason. He fell down the stairs at the Ranger game yesterday. And said, you know what? I'm just going to take my paternity leave.
Yeah.
Paternity leave.
And he's still grabbing his back. Went, where are we with the guests?
So Peyton, if Houston wins, I and Peyton each are to do our own 30-minute segment. If Florida wins tonight, Peyton has to do it by himself. He's going to do it by himself either way, but I would do another 30 minutes. Now, I have said, if Florida wins, I'm still going to do what I prepared to do.
Yeah, you'll do it as a separate bit probably this week.
I'll do it as a separate bit. I don't know.
You don't know.
I kind of want Sean to hear this, too. I think he would enjoy.
Sure.
What I have planned.
Sure, he would. No, I think it's a good bit. It's funny. I went over some of it with you already. I think it's a good bit. And Peyton, I don't think it's going to be as much work as you're thinking. Have you heard about what the bit is yet? We won't disclose it, but have you heard about what it is?
I don't think it's
all the audio that he's talked about. It all should be stuff that you already have access to, I think. So you should be fine.
Yeah. Okay. You should be all right. So Florida 79-73 over Auburn. Houston 70-67 over Duke. The Degenerate went 2-1. We love Florida -1.5 tonight.
Ooh.
The Degenerate loves Florida -1.5. We got high tempo teams versus the snails that are Houston. We love high tempo.
Then why didn't Duke have that level of success?
Well, they did. They're up 14 with 8 to play.
But it was,
and then they collapsed. They had I gotta say this, like, was this a choke or was this a win? Like, did Houston
this
come
is a
back
win. I think this is a win.
You think Houston? So a team didn't score. They scored one basket in the final 10 minutes. That's a win?
They harass so much.
Coming at you.
They harass so much.
But, Duke couldn't even get the ball in bounds. Like, that's on them, right?
I mean, that's pretty – but, again, they're difficult. Houston's tough. I feel – that's the one upset I tried to really pick all the way to the Elite Eight or the Final Four actually was Gonzaga, and Gonzaga lost to Houston, and I just feel like, man, I missed that opportunity because Houston's so damn good. They are so good. Reggie was scolding me for that when I told him I'd lost that part of my bracket. He's like, well, what are you doing? He's like, I mean, the Cougars are like, they're good.
They're legit. They're legitimately
good. I was like,
good.
I know. I fell for the rules. So I tried to find my one. That was the one I picked, and I feel bad about it because I am picking Houston tonight.
You are? Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean,
and that's not wishful thinking. I think Houston's gonna win.
If Houston wins, it'll be a close game. I think Florida has the chance to if there's gonna be a blowout, it will be on Florida's side, just because they can get out and run so well. And if you have a team that isn't great offensively, you know, you kind of get out and run on them. They can run and hide. But I mean, Duke, let's be fair. Like, I bet you if you were to go look at the money puck version of that Duke Houston game, it probably would have had Duke in like the 80% ish.
Probably.
Like, Duke really dominated. They really were the better. They were clearly the better team in that game. You don't get up by 14 with 8 to play and not be the better team.
Now we talked about this earlier in 469, just referenced it. By the way, 2-4, we want the Bobby disc. It's coming. Just hang around. It'll be here in a few minutes. We're going to drop it here in just a couple minutes within this segment. But 469 says Houston didn't let Hakeem on the floor during the celebration. Someone talked about it at 6. I think it's stupid. You at least kind of understand, and you think it's stupid, though, on the part of Houston.
I blame Houston. I don't blame, the security guard's got a job to do. If you don't have a credential, you don't come on the floor. Simple as that.
But can't you look and go, oh, it's Hakeem?
You know what? I don't know what they're told.
Do you stop Michael Jordan if he wants to come on the court for UNC? You don't.
Do you have a credential? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm some $10 an hour security guard or whatever. I'm worried about, like, do you have a credential or not? Like, this is what I was told to do. I'm not making decisions.
Do you think they're gonna
now? You should call somebody over.
Do you think they walk over and go, you shouldn't have let Hakeem on the floor. Even if he doesn't have a credential, you can't let Hakeem on the floor, security guy.
No, I think
nobody's going to get on him for that.
You got to call your supervisor over. That's what you got to do.
You're going to tell Michael Irvin at the Cowboys game, sir, you don't have a credential, you can't come here.
Look, man, if that's my job, if my job is to say, like, hey, if you...
Common sense. The rules are simple.
The rules are simple. If you don't have a credential, you don't get on the floor. That's Houston's problem. Houston should have given him a credential. I can't blame the security guard. I blame Houston.
Both are wrong here.
I blame you. Houston gets like 90% of the blame.
Both are wrong here. How do you feel? I'm curious. Are you feeling any sort of happiness for Kelvin Sampson?
Absolutely. I love him. I love Kelvin Sampson. He never should have gotten fired the first time. All right. The whole Oklahoma, Indiana, your text message thing was garbage. He never should have gotten fired for that. Jim Tressel never should have gotten fired for what he did. Bruce Pearl never should have gotten fired for that. They're in a different world of college athletics. None of those things would even be remotely punishable at this point. So, yeah, I am super happy for Kelvin. He's an all-time great. He is an all-time great coach.
He was fired up yelling at the student section afterwards. And he went over and hugged Hakeem. He went over, gave the dream a big old hug.
Yeah.
But he had to do it behind the scores table because he wasn't allowed out there. It's so stupid.
I mean, look, I'm not going to say it's not stupid, but, like, I can't kill the security guard. Like, that's his job, right? He was told, nobody without a credential get up there. So what am I going to do?
You're going to do nothing, I guess. Just like that security guard did nothing other than obstruct justice. He got in the way of Hakeem, the dream, getting out there and celebrating with his team. I am cheering for – there are too many different angles here, I think. Houston going ahead and finally winning a title would be good. I don't hold the same disdain for the Houston Cougars that I do for other Houston sports teams, like the Astros.
I have no disdain for the Cougars.
I have nothing there. So that program finally winning one, exercising the Phi Slamma Jamma demons, that'd be great. Love that. And then Kelvin Sampson getting one at the end would be good. Even though Kelvin was a little – he lost a little bit with me on his little – freaking out over the Gonzaga thing.
Gonzaga.
That was a little much.
I also like how they spell it Cougs, C-O-O-G-S.
Yeah.
I like that. Big fan of that one. So it'll be tonight, Florida against Houston, 7:50. Channel 11 will have that game.
940 is saying they denied David Robinson entry several years back too at that same building, and he built that damn thing. So 940 is saying this is just consistent. They're a bunch of babies there.
Is that true?
I would guess so. Fantech said it. Just like if the internet said it, the Fantech said it, I believe it.
Okay. I had no idea that was true. How could you? It's his stadium. He literally built
what
that place.
Think?
He literally built that place. Okay. All right. Very nice. That's a good one. All right. It is time now. We've been waiting. We put it off long enough. We have put it off long enough. It is time for the Bobby Bell diss track.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. This was my diss track against Peyton Russell and yourself, Chop, Peyton loving to play that drop that he loves so much. The one of the mess up that I have. Yep. There it is. I then followed it up with a Kendrick Lamar diss track because I was just so upset with you guys. And it was received really well. And it won G-Bag of the Day 4 times. And then right when it was on the doorstep of 5 times on Friday with those chumps, Zach and Eric, sitting at the ballpark on Friday, just safe, feeling like he can't get us here. We're going to vote against him. And they did. They voted against me, despite Dawson and Brada seemingly telling him, like, guys, I don't know that you want to do that. I think this is a 5-timer. And they went ahead and they voted against it. Now, Dawson gave me the honorary status, which I appreciate and I respect. But, you know, it's not the same. It's injury replacement. And so because of that, I decided that Zach and Eric were the ones who needed my wrath. Now, this is not a parody. I went and got the...
This is your own song.
I did not create this beat, but it is a royalty-free beat that was on YouTube. So, Gavin, we're not getting hit with any copyrights on this one.
Okay.
But I went and grabbed that beat. I said, all right, it's time for them to feel a little bit of this wrath themselves.
It had to be you guys. Had to be the nosebleeds.
Leader!
I thought we were cool. Okay.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Stop and blare this music as I get into my story time. Zach and Eric blew it when they stopped Young Belted just for time. Burned a bit to know that they would go and pick a fight with me. I'll tourniquet these hoes because I know just how to stop a bleed. Let me start with Wolchuk and I'll send him to his mommy's arms. He thinks that he's LeBron, but let's be honest, can't play Bronny's part. Rhymes that hit so hard, he'll probably leave here with a busted lip. I'll post that shit on YouTube and I'll title it a custom vid.
Damn.
Got me feeling like Etu Brute. Bet this shit go 5 times and you have to hear it every day. Got that nostril plug, now the other one is trying to bleed. I forgot his name, like he's out here repping Micah P. Does he ever talk? I just don't know how Brody got this far. Probably should go back to selling all those busted lemon cars. G-Bag of the decade, get your vote right, she a follow, and get the EpiPen because these nuts you about to
Wow.
Don't mess with me.
That line. Right?
Don't mess with me.
Bobby's a psycho.
Chop is like, Chop's trying to figure out what to say.
You know, I it was fantastic. I think you need to go and stick with a real song.
No, because I didn't want there to be any confusion that this was gimmicky. I want them to know I hate them now. I want them to know that came from my soul.
They came from your soul?
There was no writing structure for me to change the lyrics to or anything
else. There was
no
structure.
I'm going to hit it. No, don't get me confused. There was definitely a rhyme structure to it. There was just no pre-made rhyme structure for me to lean
where
into.
Where you got
to
lean
where
into.
Change a word here, change a word here. No, I just wanted them to know I hate them now. Okay. And so I'm done with them.
Listen.
I started a new group text already with G-Bag. I texted Dawson and Brada separately on Friday, and I said, this is my new group text for G-Bag because the other two don't exist. And I got to put Lucius
on
it,
too. What'd you name it?
You can't. I didn't name it. Yes, I can.
You can name it now?
Yeah, I can with the latest update. Yeah, but I put it on the side. So now I've got a separate one that I'm going to have with Lucius, Gavin, and Brian, and Zach and Eric aren't going to be on it because they're dead to me.
Listen, I respect it. I respect it. I do. I like, if you're going to do that, I wish you would do like a real parody diss track.
Because I don't want it to be a parody, Chop. I want him to know I don't like him anymore.
I know. I understand that. I get it.
All weekend, Zach was just like, he's like, can I just hear it? Just let me hear before.
I'm a big fan of the custom vid line. Big fan of it. I think it's a good line. I think it's a solid line.
I was going to work in a Pippen line because I know that he gets worked up about that with Sean. But then I was like, nah, I'll use a LeBron one. So he thinks he's LeBron, but he can't even play Bronny's part. Because he can't. He's not even G League.
He's not even G League?
Nope.
Oh, no, Bronny's a solid G League player.
I would say go back to 7-11 on The Fan, but I think Fan After Dark's a better show.
It's a great show.
So I don't know where you guys go now.
Yeah. I don't know where they go.
Yeah.
I don't know where they go either. Good
Rumble.
Stuff,
Bobby.
The Fan Jam.
Rumble.
The Weekends.
Rumble. God.
No, hell no. I like Will. I like hearing Will's takes.
I had never heard of Rumble until about a couple of weeks ago.
There's no way you had never heard of Rumble. You?
I didn't hear. No, and then Ant Surrection's trying to get me to, can you help me with a Rumble account? And I'm like, I have no. I was like, is that a dating app?
She's like, I want to troll these little nosebleed
boys.
I
was like, is that a dating app? Like, what is Rumble? I have no idea. Now I am semi, I guess, I still don't even know what it actually is, but I'm aware of its name. I'll tell you that much. I'm aware of its name.
Yeah, All right, good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sean and RJ here without Sean on 105 through the fan. Bobby Belt with an amazing dish track. And it is Diamond Cavs time coming up next. We got a the commissioner with a big statement, loving the controversy to start the year, and another $500 million contract given out across the sport. Diamond Cavs next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck attorneys in Dallas.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, and a line drive center field. It's a base hit. Here comes Smith around third. Here's the throw to the plate. He dives in safely, and the Rangers have won it. Jonah Heim walks off the Rays with a line drive single to center. The Rangers have swept the series. They've won their fifth game.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game in a row.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Oh, we have an intro. Yes.
Time, baby.
Yes. What was that first clip from?
That was from the, I think it was Cleveland's pre and post game guy. He was taking phone calls. I think we played the audio before.
Yes,
we
did.
Years ago.
That's good.
But yeah.
That's a solid clip there, Pate. Thank you so much. It is Diamond Cavs here on 105 to the Phantom. RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside the KNC Mashpees coming up in about 20 minutes. Rangers walk it off 4-3 over the Rays. They sweep the weekend series with Tampa. They are in Chicago tonight. Pregame at 6 o'clock right here on 105 through the Fan as they take on the Cubbies, who are 7-5. Actually have had a really good start to their year from an offensive standpoint. And they've played two more games than just about everybody else. They played 12 games, but they have scored 77 runs in the 12 games. That leads all of Major League Baseball. Again, they've played again. They got a couple more games in hand against some of the other teams. But nasty Nate Eovaldi will be on the hill against Justin Steele. Steele is 2-1 with a 6.89 ERA. Yikes.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Eovaldi's been so damn good to start this season. The fact that he's, like you talk about, the fact that he has not walked anybody yet. He's got the strikeout pitch work. His swing and miss stuff has been great. And so keeping that up today, he's been as good as anybody in baseball pitching early on.
And, you know, they'll talk about it in the pregame, I'm sure, and on the game tonight, again, here on The Fan. But, you know, when you throw a complete game shutout, I think historically you would see over the last few times it's happened, like, you know, what happens the next start? Every time there's a no-hitter, it's like the next start, you're always worried about the guy. But he barely threw any pitches. He didn't even throw 100 pitches. You never see a guy get through a complete game anymore, especially in today's game, where you're not throwing 115 pitches. He got to 99. So I don't know that we're in now. Was that a little bit much for start two? All right, you can maybe make an argument that is a little bit, that's pushing it. Maybe you would have loved to have gotten him out of there at 90, but you were going to let a guy go for the complete game shutout. I totally get it. No problems there. So I don't think that you have to sit there and worry. Now, knock on Corey in here that I'm saying that. But we'll see what happens. So they play a three-game set with the Cubs. They only get one day game out of it. So it looks like KNC Mashpees is going to have to work
this week.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're going to have to work.
With two full shows here in the first, 48 hours of this week. What? Hey, you looking at me with this Duke grin on.
They're gonna write a diss track to the MLB schedule makers.
They might. They ought to write a diss track to John Shire. Flag right now. Yeah. And Con Knipple.
I did like how the play by
Kevin Kugler, he called him Knipple.
He pronounced it Knipple. He didn't say Knipple.
I thought it was Knipple. I don't know. Knipple. I'm not gonna throw shade at the Cougs. The Cougs, Kevin Kugler is fantastic.
Yeah. No, he's great. I'm saying it must be Knipple now.
It must be Knipple. I don't know. We'll see about that one. We get to Rob Manfred here in a second. I want to play this audio for you. This is great because you know, it reminds me of something. And anytime you get a chance to take a shot, it's going to be this is the nosebleed diss track hour, because we're going to do that here in a second. But this is Keith Hernandez. Now, I love Keith Hernandez. I think Keith Hernandez is a great analyst. The Mets broadcast, they say, everybody says it's the best in baseball. A lot of times they have a three-man booth with Ron Darling, Hernandez, and Dave Cohen, or Gary Cohen. But it is Hernandez, I guess, just not paying attention to what's going on.
Soto takes off first pitch. The throw by Kirk is not in time, and Soto's got his first stolen base of the year. So they're running wild on Yariel Rodriguez.
They're running wild on this pitcher as well.
That is the pitch.
Oh, sorry.
He was a little checked out there for a second.
So amazing.
A little checked out.
That's
maybe.
So amazing. Not even paying attention.
Look, it's going to happen every now and then. We played the audio last week. They didn't even know Jazz Chisholm had striked out on the Yes Network.
Oh, yeah.
When Michael Kay, that we're talking about their anime shows and what he was wearing. So, hey, look, it happens. It happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us. And it happens to somebody who was just dissed in the last segment, Zach Wolchuk.
Team's still not healthy. We saw Josh Jung earlier on MLB Network. And then there's Eovaldi. What kind of updates do you have, and what kind of an impact could those guys have when they return?
Well, obviously a huge impact. I mean, those are two critical pieces to our team. We lost Heim for a period of time there, and then Josh shortly thereafter, and Nate as well. And so those are three big pieces to our group. That said, I believe we have the depth to sustain or withstand injuries like that and sustain our performance. And we're excited to get both those guys back. Josh is probably a little further behind, simply just based on the timeline with the surgery. I think we're looking at really the last, 10 days, maybe week of the season. And Nate is making progress. We thought we were pretty close with Nate. He had a little bit of a side tightness after his last live batting practice. And, but that's calmed down in the last day or two. So we're going to continue to build him up, and hopefully he'll be back, here at the beginning of September or shortly thereafter. And those will be two huge additions for us, hopefully at a time where we need them most, and help propel us for a strong finish.
What's the latest with another potential addition in Nathan Eovaldi?
That was the update on Eovaldi, is that he's he had the little side tightness, and he's coming back and hopefully be back here early in September.
That's on me. CY, I heard Josh Jung, and I thought that was a Josh Jung focused question.
There was a day I would have called you out.
I'll call myself
out. I would have called you out on that.
That's like, on me. That's on me right there.
I think
that's
the pressure got to Zach a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, the big
I know.
It's been tough on all of us.
Don't send me back down just yet.
Gosh. Anytime
so
we can do it.
Anytime
I've done it, I'm sure.
See, that's the thing. I'm going to have to circle back and make sure, did Zach even listen to the diss track? Because he clearly doesn't listen.
He
may not have heard it.
He might not have played it again. Might not have heard it.
Exactly. I'll have to play it all over again. In fact, that's the whole reason why he voted against me on Friday, is because he didn't hear that the other two had already voted against me.
That's true.
Screw you, Zach.
Vlad Jr. gets a mega deal overnight. I saw this around midnight, this thing happened. I saw this waking up this morning. 14 years, $500 million to re-sign with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Is that the guy you want to give 14 years to?
Are you saying like he's going to age?
I mean,
poorly?
That's one of the key players I think we've looked at around Major League Baseball. Of like, what kind of, how is he going to age? And
he'll be 40.
Hold up,
he'll be 40 when this contract's up.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, geez, think about how long that is. We're talking about somebody 2-3 years younger than Peyton being 40 years old when his contract runs out.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
But still, I mean, like it. Vlad Jr. is one of those guys who, he's obviously gone up and down with the weight at different times and things like that. Like, people have had questions about how is he going to age? How's his body going to... His dad was done by, 35, 36? Was that how old he was when he really had, hit the wall? His body had broken out. Like, Vlad Sr. couldn't run anymore.
Well, no, he couldn't run at all. I mean, he last played in 2011. He's 50 right now. So that was 14 years ago. So, 36, 37.
That's a big bet right
but
there.
He felt older than that. You know, like he just at the end of his career, he felt like he was much older.
He just
than
couldn't run starting about. He was never the fastest, but it felt like he couldn't run starting in his early 30s, really. And by the time he was here in Texas, he couldn't play you couldn't have him out there in the field. He couldn't run down the ball. I remember vividly they're trying to figure out, how do we get Vlad in the lineup for the Giants World Series game. if he's not going to be DHing, because he had DH'd all year, so they threw him in the outfield, and it was a mess that first game. They realized we can't do that.
All right, is Rob Manfred on board with torpedo bats?
It sounds like he is, which is not much of a surprise, right? Like, he is all for anything that's getting attention on the game and anything that goes over well. So this is from ESPN. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the torpedo bat is, quote, absolutely good for baseball. After it rose to prominence last week following a battery of home runs by the New York Yankees, he said, quote, I believe that issues like the torpedo bat and the debate around it demonstrate the fact that baseball still occupies a unique place in our culture. This is what he told the New York Times in a Q&A published Sunday. The Athletic, owned by the New York Times. Because people get into a complete frenzy over something that's really nothing at the end of the day, the bats comply with the rules. He said players have actually been moving the sweet spot around in bats for years, but it just demonstrates that something about the game is more important than is captured by television ratings or revenue or any of those things when you have the discussions and debates about it. I will say, it's a funny way to couch it a little bit.
That is interesting how, like,
that's what Rick Welts tried to do about the Luka trade. He's like, well, clearly I think it just shows how loved we are that people got this mad. It's like, well, settle down. Dude.
Yeah. It is interesting that, like, you know, people care about the issue around the sport. Like, they hold the sport semi-sacred.
Yeah.
But they just don't watch it at the same level that they would watch football or whatever. It's for whatever reason, like, they want the baseball to be played a certain way. They want the records to mean something. They just don't consume the actual sport. It's really strange.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the...
Like, the amount of uproar there is over torpedo bats, how many of the people that have an uproar about it watch 100 baseball games a year?
Probably not many.
So why are you having an uproar about it?
But isn't it...
If you're not watching, what do you care?
Isn't it the same as, like, I don't know, it's no different than some of these people who are refusing to watch the NBA today. But they still are willing to say how great their version was and how they hate it today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not watching. That's proof. And so somebody would probably say, well, I stand up for the purity of baseball, and that's why I don't watch either. That's why, like, I don't consume as much.
Forget the use of them and if they're good for the players and they're good for making guys learn how to actually hit the baseball. Because, like, let's be fair. Like, they're using these bats because they don't. If you hit the ball in the trademark, it means you're not getting your hands in the zone enough. Like, you know, you don't know how to hit. I mean, it just basically shows you don't know how to hit. So you're rewarding guys for not being able to hit. It's a metal bat. This is a problem with metal bats, that they allow hitters to hit the ball when they don't know how to hit well.
Like, yeah,
you're still hitting a sweet spot. But national talk shows in Major League Baseball, they talk baseball in sequences. You talk opening day. You talk whenever, like, Otani or Judge does something. You talk All-Star break. You'll talk the sport around the deadline. You'll talk somebody chasing a record. And then you'll talk the sport in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. That's when the national people talk. Anything you get outside of that is a plus. And this is outside of that. We're not on opening day anymore. You're still talking about it because of the torpedo bats. Like, first take was basically planning on talking about baseball again when Otani pitches or Judge hits four homers in a game. You know, but here we are, and social media is ablaze with the talk of the bats. I think it's great for the game. Whether or not, you know, put aside whether it's rewarding players for not being able to hit. That doesn't matter. That's a player team problem. The league has to worry about TV ratings and interest, and they're getting it.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing that Rob Manfred obviously prioritizes, the eyeballs. He's shown over and over again that what he cares about is Big Ten. He is a Big Ten commissioner. He wants to broaden it as much as he can. And he feels like a lot of these things are doing it. And he clearly feels like torpedo bats are one of those things that are going to contribute to that.
Man, from the Franklin injury attorney fan text, like, the torpedo bat isn't the torpedo bat thing just like Bryson DeChambeau in golf, where he had changed all of his clubs. All of his clubs are the same length. So his swing is the same. He changed the game. Yeah, it's similar to that. You're customizing your equipment. It's not a one size fits all.
Custom hits. Yeah.
Custom hits. There you go. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next to the Fan.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else. All priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
It is Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan. I am RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden, Kevin and Corey are in. And before we get to the destruction and the disappointment, what is coming up on the show, young sir?
Guys, at 10 o'clock, the Rangers get a walk-off and have the best record in the AL. Is this just what the Metroplex needed? Because Kevin said a long time ago he needed them to start off 16-0. So we'll get into that immediately.
So we're not there, but we're getting close.
We're getting very close to 162, or 160-2 is still
not
the
goal.
Not
bad. I think it's possible.
March Sadness at 10:20. And then at 11:20 today, we're doing Wanker the Weekend, where some people at a rodeo had sex at a porta potty.
That was the North Dakota guy.
The Wanker of the Weekend, yeah, it was. People at a rodeo, what? That.
Yeah.
Have you all ever sent the wrong text to somebody? Not even have to be like that.
I have gotten texts that said I love you from our boss before, and then he was like, my apologies, that was supposed to go to my wife, and so that's happened.
I had that, I don't know if you remember, I made some really inappropriate joke meant for our group text that I accidentally put in the text with Pittman. I was like, oh, I don't know how that's going to play, but he laughed at it. So I was like, thank God, that could have gone really sideways.
I've done that before. I Venmo'd the wrong person once. I was supposed to Venmo Derek Holland.
Who did you Venmo instead?
Derek Ramirez.
What for?
Well, according to the so I do all my Venmos in the Derek. So Derek and I were in a group thingy, like a DraftKings kind of thing.
Okay.
And
thank you for the clarification.
I wouldn't doubt the other.
When we pay, we all pay with the eggplant emoji. Okay. So I just sent the other Derek $25 with an eggplant emoji.
Dude, eggplant emoji is one of my most used because that's how I reply to people. Whenever they tell me anything and I don't have a reply, it's just like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, and so I was a little embarrassed by it. I felt like he had questions for me. He sent the money back. He sent the money back to me.
He's like, thank you.
That's not enough.
I hope your notifications are private, like your transaction history. That'd be very awkward if it was public.
Are you embarrassed?
No, not really.
You know, the eggplant emoji is an interesting thing because my wife was in the car with the kids, and she has it on, like, where Serial read it off to her.
Okay.
And so
one
day she asked me something, and I sent back 3 eggplants. And so over the speakers, it went, eggplant, eggplant, eggplant. And my oldest is just sitting there, eyes wide open, going, what's happening? And she replied back and was like, I was like, no, that's how Choppy and Derek say money or something like that in fantasy sports. And they were like, really? And then I sent back the squirty emoji like 3 times.
Jesus.
Why? Here's my question.
I was like, that's because y'all are going to the car wash and you need to get the car clean.
Right, absolutely. You got to go to the car wash.
Here's my question. Where were you two yesterday?
Yeah.
Look, we all, the entire morning shift basically showed up thanks to Gavin Spittle getting us the Ranger
that
suite.
That is awesome.
We had a great time of fellowship and food, and it was awesome. And all we kept saying is, where's the KNC Masterpiece? Do they just naturally assume they don't have to be around work whenever the Rangers are playing? Yeah, so they don't have to be with us, their work friends?
That makes me feel good that y'all kept saying that. I appreciate
we did
that.
Over and
because it
over
makes
and
us
over
feel
again.
Wanted, desired, and loved.
It's the first time Mike showed up somewhere and you two didn't.
Jeez. That's probably accurate.
Wow, that's not
that is
totally
probably
unfair.
Mike mentioned me on the game yesterday. The other thing that I had purchased Minecraft movie tickets well in advance of this. So that was, my boys wanted to go see the Minecraft movie. I had purchased them already, and that was why we were no longer available.
Disappointing. You?
Well, Bobby.
Were you in mourning?
He was definitely in
the
mourning.
Cutoff to sign up for this was this past Monday, and I, in my hubris, mistakenly assumed I would be in San Antonio getting ready for the national championship game. So I did not sign up because I thought I would not be there.
You're like, I got the best player in the country, the
three top 15 picks.
Yeah.
Is that a, Choppy asked this earlier, is that Duke losing more than Houston winning?
I mean, I think so. Just if nothing else, because obviously Houston did play really well.
Well, hang on.
Down
hang
the stretch.
On, hang
making
on,
free throws.
Hang on a second. I don't know what you're talking about. Peyton, hold on.
My computer bugged out. You
what happened
sec.
In this
I
game? We need to hear.
I remember.
We need to hear about it.
I remember it in very.
Oh, it's not working.
Detail.
The computer bugged out. Yeah, okay,
that wasn't the character he was playing. That it really bugged out.
I thought you were playing. I thought we were playing along here. No. We were going back and forth here. I thought we were playing along. Oh, his arms are in the air. He's mad.
Make
he
your free throw.
He is mad. Make
your
free throws.
Your free throw.
Inbound
throws.
A ball. Inbound a ball. That's simple.
Yeah.
Y'all scored one. You had made one field goal in the final 10 minutes of the game.
And we got 1 point off of a technical foul for swiping at the ball.
Yeah. How much, when they were trying to inbound. How much credit do you give Houston for that period of time of only
they,
one field?
They deserve some credit for sure. I mean, they stepped up the defense, but when you make one field goal in the final 10 minutes, I mean, some of that's on you, too. Turning the ball over, bad shots, missing your free throws.
And people had mentioned it all along, and that's one of the things we talked about, the Achilles heel of Duke, is what would happen if they got into a last-minute, last-two-minute, like, real battle, because they had hardly been in that all year. And going back to, like, November was the last time they'd really experienced that. They blew it then, and they blew it again, Saturday.
But Khan doesn't miss. And
yeah,
Flag except doesn't miss Captain free throws Kirk. Either.
What's that?
I said except against Captain Kirk, he misses.
That's true. Yeah.
But Khan doesn't miss free throws. Flag doesn't miss free throws. Malawach.
He's a very good free
throw shooter.
Doesn't
miss free throws.
Proctor
can't.
Yeah.
And he's your ball handler.
And he's so good shooting threes. It is bizarre to me that he is such a mediocre to subpar free throw shooter.
He's Bruce Bowen.
Okay, I could see that. That is an interesting.
Maybe it's that building, San Antonio.
So your level.
That's true.
Now, so were you there? Were you at the game?
So,
or you were just going to go to tonight?
I was going to go to both games, but the littlest one has croup.
Oh,
and so
that's still around.
Yeah, it is.
That and measles are both back.
I don't know why. What? I don't think croup ever went away.
My middle kid's had croup like his whole life. Yeah. So he always gets it.
I'm sure.
So we were going to go to both games, and instead we had to switch it to, all right, let's just watch this game from home, and then we'll go Monday, assuming he's okay. Or Jess has suggested we just leave her and Noah behind to like recover, and me and Brandon would go, and then none of it ended up mattering.
So would you have done the show from there? How would that have worked?
Chris
Arnold would have filled in.
Yeah, there was a contingency plan in place for Chris Arnold to be here today and tomorrow, so this is probably sad news for some people.
I did tell him, though. No, people love you, Kevin. I did tell him, though. I was like, hey, find a studio down there. I'll be happy to talk with
I
you
would
about
have,
stuff.
For sure.
You would have had Jason Minnix down there.
You could have done Radio Row there. They have Radio Row for that.
That's true.
You take one of those little boxes, the Comrex box, and just plug it in. And
they're
fun.
Radio Row for the Final Four is fun.
And they were like, are you even supposed to be here? I was like, I'm on the air.
Just show them the box. Do you not see this? Yeah. Come on.
So how are you with, you mentioned croup is in there. Which is that the dry or the wet cough? That's the really dry one, right? Yeah. So how do you guys go about handling sickness?
Wet cough is the whiskey cough.
It's a barking cough.
I feel like usually, the bark. It's the one that when they cough, they sound like a seal barking.
Like a seal. Yeah. That is correct.
So when you have a kid sick, I feel like in a relationship, there's usually the one who's like got it handled and the other one who's just not able to handle it at all. Who's the not able to handle it at all person?
I panic more when he's sick. But in terms of taking care of it, we both took turns. On Saturday, oh my God, he was so upset. All he wanted to do was drive in the car. So Jess and I took 2-hour shifts apiece driving him around in the car, and he wouldn't fall asleep.
Mm.
He kept fighting it. He's stubborn.
He's sick.
Yeah, that's true. We drove by a couple of different, like, there's a couple of little, I don't know, like, not farms, that's probably not accurate, but they have horses and stuff. And so he was like, ooh, animals. And then we drive over water, and he thought that was really fun, too.
You know, Kevin,
can you do, like, NyQuil?
Yeah, dude, some Benadryl.
Whiskey.
Maybe not that one. But he had medicine. It just wasn't.
It was non-drowsy.
It just, and it couldn't console his sad little heart. And he was like, I'm so sad. He actually said that, which was, that's so sad.
Imagine Hagee's child consuming more whiskey than he has by the age of 2.
That would be kind of embarrassing for me.
Do you have whiskey in the house?
We do have whiskey.
You do have whiskey.
We have TX whiskey at the house.
Okay.
Do you have whiskey in his crib? Or his bed.
We do not.
Right. Well,
but it's within reach.
Yeah.
Do you have whiskey glasses?
Yes. And we have those like.
Good song.
Yeah, it is.
We have some fancy like ice cube thing goes in there. As I can't really tell you much more about what it's supposed to do, but.
It's a single ball.
Sure.
It's like John Crux whiskey.
Croup is due to swelling around the vocal cords.
Yeah.
You have said that he is a loud child. Do you think that's the reason?
And several times, yes, I do. And several times he's like, he just points to his throat and he's like trying to, I don't know, massage it or something. And I'm like, I wish I could take this on for you.
So will you watch tonight's game?
No.
You're just too,
who wins?
I still think Florida's going to win because for the record, I had Florida beating Duke in the final. And so I thought Florida was the best team. And I mean, I'm going to stick with that. I think Houston is a very scrappy team, but I think Florida is a better team.
What do you think? We had this, in fact, I believe we had a text from Sean in Sunnyvale earlier in regards to the discussion we were having about the security guard that refused to let Hakeem Olajuwon on the floor.
Sean in Sunnyvale
said the idea that every security guard can know who he played for is so stupid. And then he texted, read my bleeping text for once, damn you, Peyton, because he didn't get it in a time.
Wow.
Because Sean likes to text us when he's not on, and then he gets mad that we don't see it on our phones and that he didn't get to contribute. So there's the idea. Should the security guard have said, I know you don't have a credential, but you're Hakeem Olajuwon, fine.
Yes.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But what if did the security guard know it's Hakeem Olajuwon?
I think everybody in San Antonio knows that Hakeem's their daddy.
I don't know that you could say that the guy looked young. Like there's a chance.
So he might not have even known.
He might not have even known. I knew who he was. Bobby did. We all knew who he was because we're 45 years old.
He blames Houston. He blames the Cougars for not getting him a credential. Like he should have just been given one.
If I'm a security guard.
I get that.
Right? I'm a security guard. They tell me I don't make decisions on my own. I do what I'm told. Like they told me nobody gets on the floor without a credential.
Yeah.
Bet. All right. Okay.
Then nobody's getting on the floor.
Then no one's getting on the floor.
And you're like, I followed your rules, and you think that should make you safe, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can't get in trouble. If you go to your closer in the ninth inning, they can't criticize you.
That's the most, like, that's part of the job, security purposes.
Yeah.
He didn't have one. I did my job. I kept it secure.
No one's on this floor. No one's on this floor who doesn't have a credential.
How would you do, though, like, if you're a security guard and some sort of movie terrorists broke in. Do you think you would fold immediately, or do you think you would go John McClane?
A movie terrorist?
Yeah.
He tried to joke with him.
Yeah, I would try to joke with him. That's what I would try to do.
Just buy time.
Yeah,
he's like, what's your hurry? Why are you rushing?
Yeah, what are you doing here, man?
And they would just stare at him.
Is that the AK-47 you got there? Wow.
What you got there? That's a good gun.
I've been thinking about upgrading to the 48, but I know the 47 is...
Iron sights. You're doing iron sights there, huh?
Not a joke scope. With him about knowing how he voted now or something
what
like
we
that.
Got here. What do we got here?
Oh. Got a crossbow at home. How's your portfolio looking?
You got that fit of 22? That's interesting. That's interesting.
I think he might win that exchange. I think he might. Listen, really do.
I will fight nobody. I will fight nobody. That's just my...
Ever?
I got nothing. I got no interest in that.
Maybe much of that going
there
on already,
one time
Kevin.
I thought you might.
Maybe
you
no, if he didn't if he didn't fight about a year and a half ago, he's not going to fight.
Yeah, I got you. No, that's fair.
I got you.
It's Casey Mashpee's next.